questions.
Anti-Teo, podium C.
That's a lot of cameras.
Questions. Anti, what's up? How are you feeling?
I'm kind of tired right now. And we had a long day of, you know, just exams, medical exams. It's all part of the process.
I might as well get the question out of the way. You're tired of answering all the questions about the incident. How are you
going to
handle it?
Yeah, about the incident, you know, I said all I needed to say about that. How I'm handling it going forward is doing what I'm doing right now, you know, focusing on the moment and focusing on football. And the combine, you know, not everybody gets this opportunity to be here. I'm sure there's thousands and thousands of people who would like to be here in Indianapolis. So, you know, just trying to enjoy the moment.
How much have you been asked about it by NFL teams?
Quite a few teams ask me about it. You know, some go certain lengths. You know, some just, you know, ask me, hey, just give me a brief, you know, overview of how it was, and then they just get straight to business about football.
Why didn't you play well in the national championship?
That's because I didn't. You know, that's all on me. That's something that, you know, I played hard, and so did my team. But Alabama had a great game plan, and so did we. It's just they executed better than we did.
Was the other situation a distraction to you leading up to that game?
No.
Manti, did any teams not ask you about it?
No. They all asked me about it. Just, you know, what was, just tell me the facts. You know, just they want to hear it from me. And just told them basically what happened.
Do you think it might hurt you?
That I don't know. That I don't know. No, I don't.
What would you say the facts are?
Pardon?
Your summary of what happened?
You know, just... I care for somebody, and that's what I was, you know, taught to do. You know, ever since I was young, you know, when somebody needs help, and you help them out. And unfortunately, I didn't end up the way, you know, I thought it would.
How many teams came out? Why did you wait so long to speak publicly?
You know, it was just a whirlwind of stuff, you know, for me, you know, 22-year-old and a 21-year-old at that time, you know, just trying to get your thoughts right, you know, everybody's just kind of chaos for a little bit, so you let the chaos die down and wait till everybody's ready to listen.
Why did you ever attempt to go see a girl that you cared about
your story since you were so...
Pardon?
Can you understand why people might doubt your version of events because it took you so long to come out and...
You know, that I don't know. People doubting because I took a while to come out. I think, you know, from our point of view, we wanted to let everything come out first and then have, you know, my side come out. And so, you know, the way that we did it, I felt worked best for me. And, you know, I'm just, you know, very grateful for, you know, those who helped me to get through that time because, you know, I think it went over as smoothly as it could.
Why did you never try
talking to the NFL people that what happened might affect the draft stuff?
Pardon?
Have you gotten any sense from the NFL people that what happened might affect the
draft? No, not really. You know, they've told me that, you know, they've all just wanted to know they wanted to hear from me what the truth was, and they haven't really said anything about it affecting me. Some guys just, you know, we had just talked, I briefly described for 30 seconds, and the next 14 minutes was just all plays and, you know, just getting down to business. So that's how I prefer it to be.
Do you worry about how you'll be treated if whatever team drafts you, how you'll be treated in the locker room and if you'll have trouble assuming the leadership role?
No. I think, you know, I learned the difference between the things I can control and the things I can't control. And hopefully, you know, by doing the things I can control well, I'll have more favor in the other category. But, you know, whatever team I go to, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to work hard. You know, just do my best to, you know, help the team win. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Why did you not try? Fascination in this right here? This
yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've been in front of a few cameras, but not as many as this. So.
What about when it came out and every, you know, network, every news channel, mm-hmm. That was the main story. Were you surprised by the fascination across the country?
I was. You know, it got overwhelming at times. I think the hardest part, and I've said, was, you know, just to see, you know, not necessarily my first name, but it's my last name. You know, everybody here, you know, you treasure your last name. You know, that's what you hold dear. You know, that's something that when you pass on, the only thing that everybody, the only thing that stays with you, stays here is your last name. And so to see my last name everywhere, and to know that I represented, you know, my family and, you know, all my cousins and aunties and uncles.
Do you have to deal with this moving forward the next couple of years of your career?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I hopefully, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting ready, you know, getting straight to football. And I understand that, you know, people have questions, but, you know, I think I've answered everything I could. And for me, I'd really like to talk about football.
When some of the people you saw came out, had you planned to go to the Senior Bowl and had not? I mean, how?
No, I didn't get that far. You know, I was still worrying about the national championship, and I didn't get that far into planning.
Who were some of the teams you met with?
I've met with the Texans, and I met with the Packers.
Why did you not attempt to go see a girl that you cared so much
about? I did. We made plans. It just obviously didn't work out.
And how many more teams do you expect to talk to, and do you know which ones it will be?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know I'll be meeting formally with 18 more teams. I don't know specifically who they are. I'll find out soon. But I know I'll be meeting with 18 total. I mean, 20 total, but 18 more.
As a football player, what are you telling teams that you feel like you bring to the table?
I think, you know, what I bring to the table is a lot of heart, a lot of energy, and somebody who works hard. Somebody who, you know, hates to lose. And I always said I hate losing more than I love to win. And the reason why I love to win is because I don't have to go through that feeling of losing. And it's those times where I lose that, you know, that feeling that will always stick with me. And so, you know, for the teams, I just told them, you'll always get somebody who's humble, works hard, doesn't say much, and will do everything it takes to win. Pardon? I mean, I could have done some things different. Obviously, you know, I just did a lot of things different to avoid, you know, all this stuff. But throughout my experience, my senior year, I wouldn't do anything different. Oh, definitely. Anybody to go through, it's definitely embarrassing. And you're walking through grocery stores, and you kind of like, you know, give people double takes, you know, see if they're staring at you. You know, it's definitely embarrassing, and. It's I guess it's part of the process. It's part of the journey, but you know what? It's only gonna make me stronger, and it definitely has. Oh, definitely. You know, I definitely has gone. I mean, obviously, I'm here. If I was still embarrassed, I wouldn't be standing in front of you. Yeah, they want to know somebody. You know, they want to be able to trust their player. And you don't want to invest in somebody who you can't trust. And so with everybody here, you know, they're just trying to get to know you. And they're trying to get to know you as a person and as a football player. And, you know, I understand, you know, where they're coming from.
In some ways, does that make you feel like you have a hurdle in the honesty department?
It could be a hurdle, but it could also be a great opportunity to show who you really are. And that's the way I've approached it. And it's been a great growing experience for me. Oh, I mean, definitely, you know, with every team I go to, but definitely the Ravens. You know, Ray Lewis, I've grown up watching Ray Lewis. Just watching his intensity, his passion for the game, his love for the game, his work ethic. You know, everything in a linebacker that you want to be is in Ray Lewis. From leadership qualities, all that, and you know, he'll be definitely missed in Baltimore, and in the NFL as a whole. But if I get to go to Baltimore, it'll definitely be some big shoes to fill, but an opportunity that I, you know, I'd be honored to have. I think, you know, for me, I've learned. First, to be, you know, just to be honest, you know, in anything you do and everything, you know, from the big things to the small things. Secondly, to keep your circle very small and to, you know, to really understand who's really in your corner and who's not. I think, you know, going off of the season that my team and I had, you know, there was a lot of people in our corner. And then when January 16th happened, there's a lot of people in the other corner. And so and I just learned to appreciate the people that I have that are with me, and to just make sure that you always try to turn a negative thing into a positive.
What's been the toughest moment since all this came out?
I think the toughest moment, to be honest with you, was a phone call that I got from my sister, where she told me that they had to sneak my own family in their home because there were people parked out in the yard and stuff like that. And that had to be the hardest part. And for me, something that I've always had a problem with is when I can't do something about it, you know, when I can't help. So to know that my family was in this situation because of the actions that I committed was definitely the hardest part for me.
As a player, what kind of challenges do we anticipate at the next level?
As a player, just obviously the game just gets even more faster. It gets a lot more complex. But I think what I have to do as a player is I have to remember why I'm playing this game. It's still the same game I played, you know, when I was a little kid. I'm on the streets. Same thing. Football's still the same shape. Obviously, the people are going to be professionals. This is where the best play. But you know, as long as I don't stray too far from my, from who I am and what I believe in, I think you know, the journey will be you know worth it.
A lot of other players like that, they've been arrested, they've been processed, and they've been down, they're resting, how much is that sort of?
You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And I think the best thing about, one of the positive things about what I went through is I've learned to empathize with those who are going through the same thing. You know, those who are going through some hard times or getting attention that, you know, they don't necessarily want. And it just taught me, and, you know, from going through that to always just, you know, give somebody a benefit of a doubt. You know, just say, you never know. You never know what's going on with the person. That's something I don't think I can, you know, I can comment on.
Did you consider taking any kind of legal action against
Benaiah? No. No, I think that's the worst thing you could do. You know, both families are going through chaos. You know, there's not only, you know, people camped out my side, my house. There's people camped out of his house, you know. And so I think, you know, I went through what I went through, and he went through his own share of stuff. So I think that's the worst thing for me to do, you know, is to do that.
Two more questions, guys.
And to always try and, you know, forgive. You know, if you forgive, you know, you'll get majority of the blessings. So I've always tried to forgive, and it's definitely benefited me.
Are you dating anybody in real life?
No, not right now.
When your sister did last question. When your sister did call you, the question that Carl was asking, what was your emotion that she was telling you that you're
this is why. You know, just this is why. You know, it should never get that way. You know, I think as people we have to realize that, you know, we're all people. You know, somebody is somebody's son, somebody is somebody's daughter. You know what I mean? And I try to picture it that way. And would you want somebody doing that to your son? Would you want somebody doing that to your daughter? And if not, then why do it? And so through this whole experience, I've learned that. And since I've experienced it, you know, the things I see, the things I do, I try to always think that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's mom, dad. And, you know, try to, you know, whatever I do, try to base what I do off of that.
Thanks, Mentor.
And so, you know, in closing, just like to thank everybody for being here. It's been a hard but tremendous ride for me and my family and the University of Notre Dame. I'd like to thank my parents, my family, my friends, the University of Notre Dame, and you know everybody who supports me. I couldn't do without all of you, and just hopefully after this, I answer the things I need to answer, and you know we can move on with football. So thank you, everybody.